Hello, my name is Andy, and welcome to today's Daily 10. Today we're staying in the Otto family, and we're going to be doing nothing. This is a technique that goes under a number of different names in other traditions. If you ever heard Shikantaza, one interpretation of Shikantaza, just sitting would be do nothing. Choiceless awareness is also another way of looking at this. And that's also a good way for us to frame our instruction set. So as you might imagine, in a technique called do nothing, that instruction set is rather light. So we have two sentences to describe what will be going on in our doing of nothing. Whatever happens, we let that happen. As soon as we are aware of an intention to control our attention, we'll drop that intention. It's worth pointing out, drop here doesn't mean get rid of or make go away. It just means to release that, that intention to control our attention. And just in a quick what to watch out for, if you try to drop something multiple times, we can think of that as no longer being in that second part of our instruction set. And it really at that point is part of the whatever that's happening. So, and the last thing would be, this could, for some, may not be restful, but it is an opportunity for us to contrast the efforting around a lot of our other techniques. So I invite you to take a meditative posture, upright spine, align your shoulders over your hips. You may want to settle into the posture, check in and see if there's any tension. And before we begin, go ahead. Release that tension, if possible. And then we just coast. So we let go of the efforting. We let whatever happens happen. As soon as we're aware of our intention to control our attention, we drop. For some, do nothing may make you feel spacey or scattered. That's part of the whatever that's happening. If that's too unpleasant, see if it's within your tolerance. If it is, proceed. If it isn't, perhaps come back to whatever is a good grounding practice for you. After a short time, if possible, come back to doing nothing. Again, we're letting go of that effort, just coasting. You may notice that you've begun monitoring for the intention to control your attention. That's natural, but that means we're not doing anything. We're actually doing something. So here we've pedaled hard, we've been practicing, we've put in the effort. Now with this, we're letting go, we're coasting. You may notice automatic responses that you associate with concentration or with clarity in the body or with neither pushing nor pulling, with equanimity. Those automatic responses are a sign of the momentum of practice. They're not intentions. Don't worry about those. Be happy they show up. Again, this is partly a contrast practice, a way to explore interest and curiosity. What's it like when I choose to do nothing? What's it like when I let whatever happens happen? Good. If anyone asks, you can tell them you started out your morning by doing nothing. When you're ready, open your eyes. If they aren't already open. Shinzen's fond of saying that when you do nothing, the two things are meditating you. The momentum of your previous practice and the nature of nature. There's actually lots of ways to put that second point in. So I would encourage you, if you're part of the Unity program or if you're setting out on your practice at an early stage, as you develop a momentum of practice, to come back to doing nothing as a way to compare and contrast where you're at. Thank you for sitting with me.